Home prices seem to have stabilized according to the latest real estate numbers for Plymouth County. And joining us now to discuss this further is Register of Deeds John Buckley. Mr. Buckley, good morning and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me on.
So as I mentioned, it looks like home prices in Plymouth County may be stabilizing?
Well, we haven't seen the increase over the last several months. However, if you compare the average sale price year-to-date this year compared to last year, there has been an increase. It was $616,718 year-to-date for the first 8 months of the year. Last year at this point, it was $607,435. So although it's slowed down, it's still over higher than last year.
And yet it seems the pace of home sales remains brisk.
Well, we had a pretty good month of recordings in August. Compared to July, August sales were up to 739 sales versus 644. So although year-to-date we're still down 20% compared to last year in terms of sales recorded, it certainly was a better month than previously.
And what's going on right now with mortgage activity?
Well, mortgages are still very low. We did have a slight increase over the month before in mortgages in August. However, with the high interest rates, there's not a lot of any refinancing going on, and people still use mortgages to buy properties, but the numbers are lower than it's been historically.
And it appears we're seeing a slight increase in foreclosures?
Well, the foreclosure numbers have gone up a little bit, but you have to remember, compared to the really busy periods of foreclosure filings, 2008 and times like that, is still very, very low. If someone is having difficulty, don't hesitate to reach out to a federal housing counselor.
Now, you also are going to have a historical record on display this month, and it deals with voting.
Yeah, every month we display one of our great colony records. We've been doing this since the 400th anniversary of the colony several years ago. And this one's kind of interesting because there's certainly a lot of discussions over whether to make it easier to vote by legislatures or harder to vote by legislatures across the country. And in this record, in 1651, the colony court decided that they would allow people to vote by proxy. If you were disabled, if you had inconveniences, they allowed someone to vote for you, and those votes would be delivered in open court by the deputies and counted, despite the fact that you did not show up personally to vote.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave things right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Take care.